Well, don't bring this thing down front. You got out here in the world. You see, you've got the various different church organizations, various different men. Is that right? Preaching different things. One saying one thing about the same thing, and another saying another thing about the same thing.
Right.
Did I express that to you? Understand? And another one over here, he said something else about it. And another one over here, he said something else. Now that's how you got all your calls, all your dreams.
That's right.
And, see, and when you get through the whole entire thing, all go through all whole groups. You won't find even, listen here to me, let me put this in there too. Even right in the same organization. See? You find them right in that same organization that disagrees with them. Whatever organization that is. You see? If it's the Baptist, you find them right in the Baptist church. Disagreeing with one another, right in that same group. You find them in the Roman Catholic church. You understand? Disagreeing with one another. You understand? You find them in the so-called holiness churches disagreeing with one another. In the best you've got. You understand? You find it just that way.
Right.
Well, why? The question is why? But whenever you come to this truth, the baby and everybody else will stay the same. Why? Because they all look at the same thing. Now look, if you want to talk about Noah's ark, talk about it from a biblical point of view. You see? Now we won't argue about it. You see, there wasn't just one door and just one window in that ark. See? Now I don't make no difference where you come from, that's all you can get in it. You see? Understand? You see? It just don't make no difference. That's all the Gabriel's Michael can get in. See? There ain't no patch up, there ain't no fix, nothing for it. You just can't get to one door and one window.
Right.
Now there ought to be some reason for it. You see? Get the point?
Right.
Well, now the reason why there isn't one door in it, you see? Because that one door represents that one what?
Wait.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's all into it. And if everybody that got saved from the flood had to go in that one door, all everything going that one door was down. Now that's all into that. There's no harm in that, too. See?
Hebrews, verse 1.
first chapter of Hebrews, verse 1.
Take the first chapter and the first,
begins
the first verse.
Wherefore?
Now
look here. When you start to read Hebrews, see, don't turn it all up with the rest of the epistle. You see, there's always somebody running records. You understand? You see? Because everything that worked out for the Hebrews, you understand, to get out of it. Get the point? So now Paul is talking to, somebody said, well, Paul is listening to me too. Said, now you can't prove that Paul is the author of the epistle to the Hebrews. See, the author is unknown. Now, I want to tell you that that's not so. See? Understand? Now, you got the same origin of the epistle to the Hebrews as you have to the Romans or to Peter or anybody else. Same origin. Moses is to that matter. Daniel, you got the same origin. And here's no it's for everything. Out of the holy mouth and finish.
That's right.
I'm a doer. I don't know why. You see? All right. First chapter and the first verse.
Wherefore, God. I don't like that.
See, because that's some of the places where we have not spoken that. You know, that man asked you a question the other night. He couldn't understand about what is meant by let us.
Yeah, let us meet, man. See, he couldn't understand that. The world hasn't understood it yet. You understand?
Now, anytime you start, and you never seen nobody in your life, you never seen no preacher, and nor anything. But what he didn't get up and say, God. Now, that don't spell he knows anything about it at all. Get it now? Don't spell a thing. Any skeptic, atheist, agnostic, infidel, liar, hypocrite, backbiter, you name it, can get up and say that. Don't anybody know anything about it. Listen at me. Even the devil. That's my problem. See, even the devil knows about the God that you're talking about, is you understand? And he feared and he trembled. You understand?
Right.
So you just saying God, that don't mean a thing. See? Now when they wrote this book, you understand that you've got your King James Version. See, now you can suppose you try reading that out of that book.
Elohim, who at sunrise time.
Now, Elohim, right. Who at sunrise time. Now, what is the difference? Mm-hmm. Get the point? Now, see, you got just in Hebrew, I mean, you got in the King James Version, you got God at sunrise time spake unto us. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now everybody come along and say that. See? and still that question in the mind. You understand?
Who's us? We.
Get it now?
Yeah.
And even oftentimes people say, look here, Paul put it this way, God's minute. Lord's minute. Mm-hmm. Now, what did that before? Do you talk to you like you thought about it? See what Paul did? And that's how we get into all of our trouble about this. You call it the Godhead. You understand? You got it all separated and divided up and all fixed up. You understand? Then Christendom has said, well, listen, you have faith in what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Say, no, you've been nearly 2,000 years and you haven't learned it out there yet, so don't say that I passed the thought.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Get the point?
That's right.
Always somebody wants to jump up, you know, and say, well, we've been taught all this, and that's the way they teach over the our church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not in church of your information now.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're in school.
Mm-hmm.
And in school, you're supposed to be learning about all the errors and the mistakes that you and your pastor made over here. That's your business here. Now, you've got Eloi. Eloi, who is spending my time. Thank you. right away what you're talking about. See, you got it right there. Sitting right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important for you to go back here.
All right. Now, you've got God. You can spend that time with God. Very different way. Stick unto earth.
Absolutely.
You understand?
You said,
now who are you talking about?
See, spoke unto the Jew back here.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
By the mouth of the prophet. In various different ways. You understand?
Right.
Now let me see if I can show you this.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jehovah is the English translation of Yahweh.
see the point?
Mm-hmm.
But it just isn't that. That's what they said it was, but it's not that. You see, that's why they don't use it that way, too. You understand? Now, when we speak of, now they say Jehovah's Witnesses. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, Jehovah's wrong. His witnesses, you just got to read about it. Then the first chapter of Hebrews, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke unto us by the mouth. You understand? Of his witnesses, Jehovah's witnesses. Yahweh's witnesses. You understand? Those are his witnesses.
That's right.
That he talked about. By the mouth of the prophets. Those are the witnesses. See, somebody run out of the I don't need to hold it with me. All we know, we're right. We got 2,200 ministers. Well, the Roman Catholic Church says the same. That don't make them right. You see, if it don't make the Roman Catholic, how's it going to make Jehovah's Witnesses right? You understand? You see what I'm talking about? They are priests.
Right.
All right, but now we want to get this together. See, now you have here, in Genesis 24. Now we're talking about God if you keep using in this Bible. You've got that God who would send right now and die. Is that what you got? You understand? Now here you got over here. You understand? In the Exodus 24:9-10. Read it quick. Then went Moses, Eliab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders. Oh yeah, you're reading out of the right book. I don't want that now. I don't want that now. I want to your version of it.
Then went up Moses.
That's right.
And Aaron and Nadab.
Then went up Moses, Aaron,
Nadab and Abihu. And the elders of Israel.
All right, read.
And they saw the God of Israel.
And they saw, now you see the word God coming back in there again. You see the word God.
Yeah, right.
And they saw the God of Israel. Now you see, every time and all through your book, what you do, you talk about the God. Oh, God. Everybody else gets God.
That's right.
You see what I mean? But down here, we want to know that. Well, that's actually good. I see there's no difference over there what you said about when you said God over there. Mm-hmm. There ain't no difference what it was over here and what the folks call New Testament. And say, by the way, while we're on that too. See, we you can't get nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing to get through a sermon. You see, because now you see what that people think. They think that, and according to the teachers, they think that they've been reading it in the New Testament. So God's not what you think. And the New Testament is not what you think. You understand? And Jehovah's Witnesses, God's Witness is not what you think. You understand? You get the point?
Right.
In other words, all this thinking you've been doing, it's all twisted up. Then somebody has a nerve to come down here and sit down here and listen to me, and then this is what they say. It didn't come to learn nothing. You see, they thought they had all the answers for the car. They come to set and judgment on me. And then when they get done, they say, walk out and say, that man down there, he don't know nothing. But I disagree with him. They say, now if you're all that much smarter than me, this is your place up here. Well, this is the school. Get the point? Mm-hmm. Yes. All
Right. Now read the 16th verse, I believe.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered
its streets. Now listen close.
And the
seventh
day he called
it
unto Moses out of the midst of the fire.
Now let's read it over again.
And the glory of Yahweh.
Yeah, well, I thought there was something wrong. I want to read the wrong verse.
And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai.
And the glory of the Lord. Abode upon Mount Sinai.
And the cloud covered it 6 days.
And the cloud covered it 6 days.
And the seventh day he called unto Moses.
And the seventh day he called unto Moses.
Out of the midst of the cloud.
Out of the midst of the cloud. Now listen, folks, look up there. Now the cloud covered it 6 days. See, now you just read back over here in Genesis. I mean, in what you call the New Testament. You see, you heard back there that God in times past, or in the dispensation in ages past, spoke unto us by the mouth of the prophets. And I had you to know that the prophets come clear on down from Eden, even the seven from Adam.
Right.
See? You understand? What happened is that day? You understand? Now you got it straight?
Yes.
Now here he is back here. The cloud is coming in 6 days. It's so you can see.
That's right.
You're going to have to see.
Right.
See? You're never going to get straight now until you see. See? You can't put it together until you see. Now look. Now, the cloud covered the mountain 6 days. See? Now, when you read, I'm about to tell you about this. When you read down in Exodus, the 20th chapter, where that God spoke from Mount Sinai and gave them the commandments, said, I'm in the 20th chapter. Listen now. This is what it says. I am the Lord thy God. That's right. You have in your book.
Right.
Your king came first.
Right.
That brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. You understand?
Yeah.
You always got that God. You see that word God. See, now you get up to this business here. He said, now he said, remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy. See, now watch this. Watch now. Watch. We're putting this together. Don't be unconscious of it now. You see. Now, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days. See. Now you've got, now that's the 20th chapter there.
Yeah.
For in 6 days, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, for in 6 days, the Lord God created the heavens and the earth. Mm-hmm. Now is that something that you've got to get in your book?
Right.
Yeah.
I want to know.
That's right.
See? See that now? Now you got the 6 days that the Lord God created heaven and earth. Now you got Moses going up there and the clouds coming in 6 days. Is that right?
Yeah.
And now you got the Lord God speaking under the mouth of the prophet. You got the Lord God and you got God. God.
That's right.
Then the 26th chapter of Genesis, the 26th verse, listen now, folks. It says, let us make man. Now, us means to say we are us, it's plural, is that right?
Means more than one.
You see? And you heard that man sit right here the other night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
and asked me that question. Besides asking me, why did Cain get his wife? You see, you heard me ask. You heard me, you've been hearing me talk about it. I got all the answers. Well, he asked me after you. You see, why did Cain get his wife? Now look, let me show you this one right quick. Now your Bible, Roger, does not say.
Don't you have brains enough to see that they have sexual relationships? That's what I mean by new ones.
Okay.
You see? He knew before that in the sense in which you're talking about. He knew when God gave it to him. He was acquainted with it. Do you understand? And he was 130 years old when he knew it. She brought forth Sam. Is that right? He knew her before then. You understand? And she brought forth furniture. You understand? And he knew her before she brought forth any children.
Right.
Now you see what I'm talking about? Now you're all twisted up in a start off. And you just hang and straighten up. You see? Now Cain, you see, said he went out in the land of Nod, and there he knew his wife. Meaning that the woman went out with him. And she was his sister. Now all the days of that he lived 930 years and had sons both men. Had both sons and daughters.
Right.
Now you can't find the name of no daughter of Adam in the book.
Right.
And he was called Eve, so say it, because she's the mother of all living. You understand? So then, if she was the mother of all living, and Adam was the father of the whole family, you understand? Then you dumb enough. Come up here and ask me where did Cain get his wife? She was talking about. And you say, she's sisters and brothers. That's what you're calling one another. Is that right? Your wife and your sister. In the true divine sense of the word, and your brother. You understand? Messiah, he resurrected from the dead. You understand what I'm talking about? He called them brothers. See? You see what I'm talking about? That's what you're supposed to do. Brothers and sisters. See? And if you're not, I hope you're easy. But it takes up to make you there.
That's right.
You understand? Not when it comes to the human race.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? All flesh. It dwells on the face of the earth in one blood and one flesh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody.
Right.
Oh, I can't be that way. But I wonder what he's talking about. I don't question. Well, see, I said that so that you could go back and see that this one last you get off the fire. You understand? That all this you got on your earth. All that you've got down here in the earth, he is the father of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to come from him.
Right.
You see, the Jerusalem above is the mother of us all. And we all had to come from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Get the point?
Yeah.
And I tried to show you by showing you Cain, the negative, and Adam, the positive. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now we thought all the time he was somebody called our Christian. That's the Lord God. Love the man. Love the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Love the man and the woman. But the Bible says, be driven out. The man. The woman who went out with him. Yes.
Yeah. Are you listening?
Yes. When God made this boy, when God made this boy, he made him anthropomorphic.
That's right.
Now you know what I mean by that? I mean that he was masculine and feminine.
Right.
Now he's the one.